Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show has been classified as sparkly.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who...
Welcome to another spectacular, glittery, fine, unicorn-riding, turtle-loving, Winnie-the-Pooh-hugging, dog-cuddling, AJ-loving episode of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I'm sure I forgot one of my loves, tea-drinking. We've got to remember that. Chocolate-eating, fat-jiggling, glitter-covered Hazel. We need to clap. Okay, that's good. Feel better now. Well, it's another week, and I am now 8 days away from my move. Thank the Lord. I can finally have a room to sleep in. I can actually do naughty things to AJ and not have to worry about waking people up. So far, I haven't woken anybody up, so that's a testimony to how awesome I am. But, yes, it is. You know, we're here again. It's Wednesday. It's October 23rd. We are coming to the end of Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. It has been an amazing month. So many people sharing their stories, sharing what's going on in their lives, all that good stuff. You know, it's great. It's been absolutely great. At the end of the third quarter, I'd just like to say the Bucks lead the Knicks 77-72. Hopefully they win. Actually, on November 9th, I will be taking Robert to see the Bucks play. I can't even remember who they're going against, but they are playing that day, so we will be there for that. I promise you that there'll be 25,000 million hundred photos because, hey, you know how I am. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming up for everybody. Ooh, I'll just have a yawn and then move straight along. I've forgotten totally what my train of thought is. While I remember it, I'm going to play another song. I'm going to slurp some tea. I'm going to rub the dog's belly. I think part of the problem is I need to take a shower. I just got a whiff of my own armpits and nearly died. So I'm going to play a song for now. Maybe play one of AJ's remixes or hand it over to him for a little bit later so I can take the shower. But first, let's play some tunes.
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm out of my mind. And we are back. Well, what can be said about this changing weather? I know people to our south got 3 inches of snow yesterday. It's colder than a witch's titty up here at the moment, and it's only going to get worse, which means I have to go shopping. I need a new coat. I do not possess a coat. That is one of the items that I was unable to retrieve from our last move, but I'm not going into that. So I have to go clothes shopping, which obviously is a sad and terrible thing for me to do. Everybody knows how much I hate clothes shopping. I'm thinking that I may have to get one for the unicorn as well. Must have our unicorns warm this winter. But anywho, there's a lot of things that have been going on lately all over the place. There's so much to say. We're getting ready for the move. I've pretty much spent my days packing up stuff. And every time I say that's it, I'm not packing anything else. Everybody else has got to do it. I end up packing 2 or 3 more boxes. But I'm putting my foot down now on this one. I'm not packing any more stuff. Everything that's left to be packed is Robert's stuff. So he can pack his own bits and pieces. All of mine and AJ's is pretty much done, with the exception, obviously, of the clothes that we are wearing. And we can't pack up our babies yet, because our babies are still got to play around. Really? I got a lovely, lovely cuddly doggy next to me right now, which is my Libby, and I found her winter shoes today. So she's very sensitive when it comes to going out in the winter. She doesn't like being in the cold. She shivers very quickly. So I've got to get her a new coat too. Mindy, her baby, this is going to be her first winter, like proper winter, where she's able to go out. So she hasn't experienced snow and all that stuff yet. So that's going to be interesting to see her playing around in it. But I'll get her a new little coat as well. And I've already said I've asked a friend of mine, her name's Ashley, to make me some tutus for my little girls. I'm going to have little pink ones for them, and then for mine and AJ's wedding, they'll have little peach ones because my bridesmaids are wearing peach dresses, which would be awesome and totally hilarious, to be perfectly honest. But hey, what can you do? So there's a lot, as I said, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Finally, the government came to some kind of agreement over this budget and all the cuts and everything. It's only going to go through until February. But at least for now, it means that our vets and other people who are affected by it are actually going to be able to get some money and be able to do things that they need to do. I know for some friends of mine, it was going to prove to be a very hard time for them because of, those cuts and the changes and everything that were made. And it's such a relief to know that they're going to be okay now, because there's a lot of people know I worry so much about my friends and want to help them. Heck, if I had my way, we'd all live in a big commune and grow our own fruits and vegetables and have our own farm and everything. Ooh, could be the unicorn ranch. That'd be fun. Then we'd have a little buck-tooth child sitting playing a banjo, and that'd be Robert. But anyway, those changes are really good, and it's a relief to know that, those things have been resolved for now. As I say, there's still some issues that they're still working on and trying to finalize things. And that's going to take some time, and we're probably going to end up pushing it right up to the last minute yet again. The other thing is a lot of people have been putting up on Facebook some of their information where they've been trying to attempt to get this Obamacare and find out how much it's going to cost. And the ridiculous amounts of money I'm just stunned by it. I truly, truly am stunned. I saw one person actually post up that per month that the Obamacare thing was actually going to end up costing them round about $900 a month. I mean, and that to me is just ridiculous, regardless of how much money you're making. I mean, this person I know isn't in like pulling in millions and millions of dollars, where $900 is like pocket change. That's a lot of money. And then to find out if you don't pay for it, you get fined is absolutely ridiculous. It really is. I just don't agree with it. I really, really don't agree with it. Um, So, yeah, there's a lot of issues going on there, and she's not the only one who is also finding out this. There's a few other people I saw put up today where their cost is going to be, you know, out of this world. Started in, regular prices from 300. 900 is actually the top that I've seen. 300 is the bottom, and absolutely ridiculous, really, really ridiculous in the prices that people just can't afford. And the cutoff line for getting state help and everything, they, you know, kind of said, well, if you make this amount of money per year or over, then you need to provide your own. Well, they've lowered that. Before, it used to be for a single person, you had to make $25,000. Now they've dropped it down to $15,000. So, you know, this amount of money that you're making is a lot harder to get into that system, which is a shame, especially with so many people paying taxes and everything. You know, it's like, wow. To be perfectly honest, I'm absolutely stunned with some of the costs that are coming out and disgusted, because it's completely unfair. It really is. But on a note, we are going to play another little song for everybody, and we will be right back.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
save the world.
Hey, everybody, we are back. I'm going to go on a subject here that I know affects a lot of people, and that is families and step-families and how you cope when a relationship breaks down. I'll give you a little bit of background. Unfortunately, my relationship with Robert Stepp broke down when he was arrested back in 2006. There was a lot of legal fights and everything that went on, and we finally actually separated for good in 07. You know, it was a very tough time, very hard time. And obviously, you know, families then split apart. People on either side, you know, my family obviously believed my side of what was going on. Robert Stepp's family obviously took his side of the things, even though he was in jail and everything. They expected me to be the dutiful girlfriend and sit there and wait for him, no matter how long. You know, there are only a certain amount of things you can hang around and stay for in regards to that. You know, it brings up a whole lot of issues. I was raised by my mom and my stepdad. My birth father was never really in the picture. He never wanted to be in the picture. In his mind, women only have a use for one thing, and he has no other time for any, you know, he's time for his male kids, but not for his female. And, you know, it's how you then go about balancing out that thing. I've never given Robert's dad the, you know, demands or anything. The only thing I've ever said to him is that I expect him to support his son. And, you know, there was very lacking support when he was in jail, but when he's out, there was, you know, the first time he was out, he just spent a lot of time and energy, you know, with his son, making sure his son didn't want for anything. And so far since he's been out now, he's pretty much done the same. He's doing everything that within his power. So my question is how do you manage to keep that balance going? Obviously, you know, I'm moving on with my life. I had a child, unfortunately, as you all know, he's not with us. You know, I'm engaged to be married. I have a new family. And then I have the other side of things where I still have to deal with Robert's dad's side of the family. I still have to make sure Robert has a relationship with his dad. And, yeah, I know his family could actually participate a lot more. Instead of taking out their frustration with me on Robert, you know, they could have been there. And there were so many things that went on, family events Robert wasn't invited to, that I felt like he should. And in my mind, it's a really hard situation to deal with when you're doing that balancing act of being cordial and trying to be nice to the ex's family, as well as, you know, making sure your own new family and your future family are on that right wavelength. And it's difficult. I can honestly say it's very difficult. As I say, dealing with those kind of issues is hard. I know for my mom, it wasn't so much of an issue because, as I say, my dad and his side of the family really wanted nothing to do with me. They, my dad's belief was that, you know, he could sleep around and make all these kids and not have anything to do with any of us. And sadly, you know, that's the way a lot of men are, you know, it's like plant it and leave it kind of attitude. And that to me is very sad because there are so many children who are being raised by step-parents. And the step-parents, God bless them, you know, these aren't their blood children, but they are their kids. You can't tell AJ that Robert's not his. You know, AJ has been there since Robert was 7 years old. You know, he is, for all intents and purposes, Robert's father. You know, the way Robert and AJ interact, they are very, very similar in personality, in mannerisms and everything, and especially in the way they all gang up on me as well. It's, you know, as I say, it's like two peas in a pod. So, you know, on the other side of things is that, you know, how do you keep that balancing act without turning your kids entirely crazy? You know, for Robert, he has to deal with the fact that, yeah, his dad is out of jail now and his dad's around. And then on top of that, he has to deal with, he comes back home to his stepdad and to his mom and everything. And so far, he's handling it pretty good. But I know that if there comes a point where he isn't, I have to be my son's voice and say something. And my son will always come first in regards to every relationship in my life. Robert is the number one, and he will come first. He always will come first. So, you know,
that's basically how it is. And I'm just curious as to how other people have had to deal with those things. You know, and especially now with so many cutbacks and everything, there's so many more blended families. And, you know, it's also that other thing of how do you go about getting into new relationships and everything when dealing with new relationships and dealing with children and the other person realizing that there's a child involved, that you don't just come into a family as you and this other person. A lot of relationships now come in as you, the other person, and a child. You know, it's instant family. And do you want that role as stepfather or stepmom? And I think it's very hard for some people. I mean, I'm lucky in the fact that, you know, AJ is such an amazing guy for Robert. He's such a, he does whatever he can to provide for his family. And we may not have the best of everything, but it's the best for us right now. And everything that we do have, you know, is ours. You know, we don't owe people on credit cards for anything. We, you know, we've had some rough times and everything, but that tide is now changing and things are slowly looking up. AJ's working really hard at school and everything else, and he's trying his hardest for his family. And at the end of the day, I think that's all that you can actually ask for. You know, and God willing, things will just keep getting better and better. I know a lot of people are going through such hardships now, trying to find places to live, raising their family, you know, the worries of keeping a job. Are you able to find a job and everything? Think, you know, slowly but surely, you know, we all work together, things will improve. And I think we need to go back to the old adage of it takes a village to raise a child, in the sense that you have to work with other people to make your family work. I remember growing up where the neighbors and everything knew who you were, and, you know, you looked out for each other's kids. You kept an eye out on them, and you made sure that those kids were okay, and that, you know, and you didn't want to get in trouble in your neighborhood because you knew that somebody would, by the time you got home, somebody would have told your parents. And, you know, I think we need to get back into that mindset of everybody looking out for everybody else, everybody taking care of each other and helping each other. You know, instead of turning your back and walking away, extending that hand and saying, you know what, I can help you. I'm going to help you make things better. Let's make things better. And that's what it is. The situation I'm in right now, you know, there's a group, few of us who are working together to try and make things better for all of us, you know, and it goes into that whole bartering system as well, where you may not be able to pay somebody cash and everything, but you can, you help out the person and, you know, you look out for them. And we need a lot more of going back to that. I think also what we need to do is go back to helping support a lot of the small businesses. You know, just doing things for each other and making changes for each other and being there for each other. And I think if we just started doing more things like that, we'd actually get to a much better state of mind and a much better world, back to where helping each other is, you know, a good thing. On that note, I've rambled long enough and my teacup is getting empty, so I'm going to play another song and I'll be right back.
Gotta leave you alone. bad that I can run through the city, spend his cash with. That I can run through the city, spend his cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg white. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting this bread right. But if they ain't right, these are the headlines. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Wake up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother mad when they seen us. Had the matching Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, I would if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. She said, makes me so sad that I gotta leave you alone.
With the front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross the line. Jitter up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone, and need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm riding wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad at night. When I think about it, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, you probably wrong.
She wish she never met me, cause she just can't help but let me go ahead and do whatever the hell I want. She say she hates how much she need me. Turn around and say she don't need me. Always talking about she gon' leave me, but she don't.
Okay, so we are back. So tell me this, AJ. You are technically a stepdad.
Yeah.
What were the biggest issues for you in regards to being a stepdad?
Wow, tough one. I guess like because I'm used to it, like dating ladies that like had kids or whatever, so it's like it wasn't nothing that I used to, but I know I have to get the kids to know who I am and all my personality and stuff like that.
But okay, so I mean, I understand that and getting used to the kid. It's like you're dating two people. But as a stepfather, you've like been in mine and Robert's life since I was 7. What are the challenges that you have now?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Being with a teenager.
Oh my God, yeah. The challenge for everybody, that is.
I guess it's just like, you should not like learning how I was when I was a teenager, then if you see like the signs of if he's acting the same way you did or about to do the mistakes you did, you just act on his skin and just be like, no, that's not the way.
I think actually we're lucky in the sense that, you know, we may joke about Robert being annoying at times and, you know, joke about, you know, his behavior and everything. But I think you've been lucky in the sense that Robert hasn't, as of yet, sworn that you can't tell me what to do, you're not my dad. We've been lucky in the sense of that because, you know, you and Robert do have that bond. And I think part of that is to do with when we first got together was how you treated him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't treat him like, oh, God, here's, you know, here's my girlfriend's kid.
No, just treat him like a regular person.
Right, and you made time for him as well. Mm-hmm. There were times you guys would come over and it would be you and him playing video games and watching movies together and cartoons and stuff together. And I think that that's what men and women forget when they're dating somebody who has kids, that they have to treat that other child, you know, as an individual and, you know, get to know them.
Exactly.
So what's been one of the, apart from obviously Robert being a teen, what's been one of the things that with him that has been the hardest?
I guess, you know, like, he was a teenager, he wanted to, and I know he got into, like, I want to look nice and stuff like that. I guess that's one of the problems, that I know he, like, wants me to, when he sees, like, I'm trying to give him this, give him that, like, some, like, clothes and stuff like that. And just, you know, kind of hard.
I agree with you wholeheartedly there. And I think that, yeah, I think that's a thing that most parents of teenage girls and boys have to deal with is, you know, labels. I want this, I want that, I need new shoes, I need new clothes, mom, I need this, I've got to look nice for this, I need to look good for that. And then say they don't have any clothes and then they've got a closet full of them. I understand that as he's growing up, you know, he's going to want to look good and appear nice, be dressed and stuff, you know, because we all do. And we're lucky, I think, in the sense that Robert is anxious to work because he wants to buy those things. He wants to go get a job. And, you know, so I think we've done good on that sense there. But do you, what other issues, when you first moved in, did you think you were going to face in regards to being a step-parent?
I guess it was really like, am I going to lose my temper that so explosive? It's like, you would treat like, you treat like a kid, like a regular human being, but you gotta think, like, he's not your age or anything like that.
Was you ever worried about disciplining him, like, how far you could go?
Yeah, because I know, like...
Stupid dog. Dog's pumping AJ's leg.
And she's still trying. Well, yeah, like, discipline would have been one of them. The other one is, it's like, because I know, like, some mothers be like, act funny when it comes to, take where we were staying at for.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, she will not let her husband discipline her kids.
Despite the fact that she's been married to the guy for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
neither of her kids were his. One was 19 and the other was 13. So she'd been married for 18 years and claimed that she's always been faithful. We'll get to that one in a minute. But, yeah, I mean, she wouldn't let him discipline the kids. I would scream and shout, they're my kids. What are you talking to them about? And, you know, and the sad part of it is that, you know, the kids, you have to let that person in your life discipline them. You have to. Otherwise, you end up with this kid who just runs amok and makes fun of everything. And that's what basically what we saw.
Right. Which is just really, really sad.
So do you, I know that I do get protective of Robert in the sense of, like,
not as bad as that.
But have you ever felt that I haven't let you discipline him?
Not much.
I think there's only been a couple of times that I've interjected.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you know, I've sat down and thought about it, and it's like, you know what, I was wrong there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a whole, we, you know, we always try in regards to, like, bringing up Robert. If we do have disagreements, we speak about it afterwards when Robert's not around. You know, and
a lot of time, and I think the good thing is that we are on the same kind of wavelength with him. And I would have to say this, is that, you know, when Robert's dad came out of jail and I went and spoke with him and we talked about some of the things with Robert, is that he did say if I told him that Robert was messing around or being disrespectful and all that lot, he would back me up on punishments and everything. And that's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You seriously have to work as a team in raising
right.
kids.
Two people, not one.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that really upsets me when I see like families out there, especially families who, you know, are separated, like the mum and dad aren't together, is when a parent, and it's not always the mum who does it, I've seen dads do it as well, use their children as a weapon.
Wait,
as a weapon? Yeah, kind of like, oh, if you don't do this for me, you're not seeing your kids. If you don't do that for me, you're not seeing your kids.
Okay, yeah.
You know, they use them as a weapon and as a threat and continually try to slam people, you know, slam the other person.
And that's where you get the heavy dad because of what the woman is saying and threatening them. That's, you'd be thinking like...
Why should I bother?
Right. And it's just like, that's my kids. Like, I want to see my kids. And it's just like, the, you know, the mother or whoever just used
right, I am going to play a song and then I will be right back.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but some people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody take me back to the day before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listen to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Like
just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. I repeat, he is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
Singing a song. Why they had to send my baby home? Fucking with some niggas that pay for loan. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm insane, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite, eat the pink. And my wrist brush a pop, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will bust your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am a little big
cause we take it over.
And we are back. So yeah, sorry about that, but that was actually Robert's dad trying to get hold of Robert and getting pretty antsy because he can't get hold of him. Wednesday nights, Robert stays in South Milwaukee as friends because he's part of the Big Brother program. And the guy who is his big brother lives in that area. So he stays with his best friend on Wednesday nights. You have to excuse me, I'm stuffing my face full of grapes here. But back to what we were saying. I've seen a lot of parents do the whole, you know, use their kids as weapons still. And personally, to me, it's absolutely disgusting that people do that. I can understand if, you know, a parent is a bad parent. There are bad parents out there. We all know that. We deal with them. Unfortunately, some of us deal with them on a regular basis through work or whatever. There are bad parents out there. But I think that bad parenting goes both ways. If you're using your child as a weapon, then, well, you know what, if you don't give me money, you're not seeing your kid. If you don't do this for me, you're not seeing your kid. If you don't do that for me, you're not seeing a kid. You're equally as bad as the parent who then decides, you know what, I ain't dealing with this crap. You know, I'm not dealing with it, and I would rather not see my child than deal with this issue. A good friend of mine, you know, he was pointing out today that he wished that his kids weren't by all these different moms because then he'd be able to get a nice family photo. But, you know, he went through an issue with his one child where the mom wanted money from him and he was paying child support regularly. And the mom was saying, it's not enough. And he actually posted how much child support he was paying, and it's absolutely ridiculous. He makes like $400 and something a month in a week, rather, sorry. And he's paying out $275 in child support to her every week. So that's like nearly $1,200 a month. And she's saying that that's not enough to raise her kid on. Well, as he said, what's not enough about it? You know, that is a lot of money. I'd be glad with just $300 a month, to be perfectly honest, in child support. You know, and to complain about it. And now she's saying, well, you can't see your kid until you give me more money. And he's like, well, fine, take me to court and see if the court says you want more money. And she's like, oh, no. This you have to give me out of your pocket and everything. So he's actually now taking her to court over it, because she's kept all the voicemails and the text messages where she has said these things, which is smart. But I know there's a lot of people out there who deal with that, you know, and to me it's really disgusting. As a parent, how can you do that to your child? How can you use your child in such a way that you're using them as a cash cow? I understand that, you know, child support is there for a reason, and it is there supposed to be to help, you know, you raise your child. But it isn't there to support you and your lifestyle. The money should be going towards the needs of the child, regardless of what those needs are, whether it's clothing, shoes, new bedding, paying for, you know, extra food and stuff they need to be able to take them out, those kind of things. We need to stop, you know, looking at our kids and saying, oh, look, we've got a kid. Great, that's more money coming in. And these women with spring-loaded legs who are just doing, you know, getting pregnant for the child support check, I mean, that's just what really sickens me and pisses me off, because there are a lot of them out there. And those women, shame on you, seriously. I know plenty of women who are out there who would desperately love to have another child with them when they're with them, for whatever reason they can't. You know, desperately want, you know, that family and have, you know, their children around and everything. Yet because of certain situations in life, you know, whether it's infertility, whether it's just that they no longer can have children because of age, regardless of what it is, you know, want this family. And you see these people just, my words, like spring-loaded legs. Let's, you know, oh, look, another man comes along. He looks like he might have a good job. He wears some nice clothes. I'm going to get pregnant by this dude now. And it happens so many times to so many people. And women can be sneaky. They're, you know, we go on about men being dogs and men doing this and men doing that. Well,
you know what, let's just, us women need to finally own up to our things as well. We ain't perfect. There's a lot of women out there who, you know, when they go clubbing on the weekends, it's look for another baby as daddy. It's look for another man to take care of you. And, you know, that's all fair and good, but own up to it. Don't be going around and saying that all men are dogs and all men are this and all men are that. When, you know, you're the ones who are helping create that. Yeah, there are some bad men out there, but there are also some really bad women. And it's time the, you know, that type of mentality needs to stop. I don't know if it's parenting or what it is that does that. I know for me, I was brought up to respect the person I'm with and also to respect my own body. As, you know, AJ can attest to, I'm fussy about the shoes that go on my feet, let alone what goes inside of me sex-wise, you know. And I'm not going to jump from one man to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, just until I get pregnant and then have, you know, be the next guest on the Maury show. Because that's basically what it, you know, tends to be like. And it's sad. It really is sad that that's, you know, the world that we're living in now, where people are just that way and don't want to take responsibility for their actions, don't want to take responsibility for, you know, how they are. On that note, we're coming up to the 10 o'clock hour here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so we are going to play another song for you all, and we'll be right back.
My bass real hard, boom, bastic. Speed race, baby, I'm a lot faster. Catch up, I'll never listen to my master. New Benz, all black from Malaysia. Can't drive, but my mama don't care, yeah. To the top, I'ma take it to the ceiling. I'm on the moon, but I feel the sun beaming. I'm so dope, like ooh la la. So, so fly, like a helicopter. Stuck to the hood, and the homies on the black. Doing it big, yeah, you know what's up. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. So crazy, gotta put them in asylum. Some come tryna say I'm a problem. Solve it. I'm a monster, I'm a monster. No optics, more androids, robotic. Beam up hot chicks like I'm Spock. They be chillin' in my cockpit. My spaceship got exotic. Women trippin', come a whip hypnotic. They be talkin' about ooh la la. Let's go far away past them stars. We don't give up, let's go to Mars. Hey y'all, just tryna get it poppin'. I wanna be the first dude to love a Martian. She love a man, cause the swag that I'm droppin'. I kill a game, kill a chillin' in the coffin. When I start, this ain't no stoppin'.
Yo yo,
yo yo,
yo yo, yo yo.
Hey,
don't be acting like,
don't be acting like
you did and now, like you did and now,
now
like you did and now, like you did and now.
I'm one of a kind, got everybody in love, and I don't have to try, I just do what I does. Don't have to tell me.
Landwirten zufolge auf minus 13,5, dann noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute
make you
I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gangin' walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice Z-Lo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinders, but they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Dating. Okay, because I've got a lot to say on this matter. We're not going to mention any names or anything, but the parties involved will know who they are, and I only think one of them's listening, because I obviously don't think the other one has the intelligence to know how to pick up a phone and do anything right. But this whole thing of, like, when you break up with someone, when is it too soon to start looking?
I guess it all depends on the person.
See, my thing is, if you're still proclaiming your love for someone and saying, let's talk it out, I want to give it another go, you know, please, let's try and work on it and all this lot, and then you go on a dating site requesting people.
I don't think it's a dating site.
It is? It is a dating site. It's a Christian dating site for singles.
Oh, wow.
Now, my thing is, if you're going to actually go ahead and do that, 2 days after someone ends a relationship with you, I don't really think that there was any love on your side there for someone.
Because normally the person will be in pain and, like, can't get over it.
My whole thing is this. I was the one who broke up the relationship with Robert's dad. Okay. I didn't date anybody from, hold on, September of 06, round till when I started dating Dre, which was August of 07. That was nearly a year. And because it always felt like I was cheating on him, if I wanted to. Even though I wasn't, I was the one who ended it. Do you know what I mean?
And I just don't understand this whole, and this is no offense against the parties involved, but I don't understand this whole jump from one relationship to another thing. I know people do it because they want to feel that somebody else wants them when a bad relationship comes to an end. It's like, can you find somebody else? But this whole, I refer to it as bed hopping. Stick riding, honey. Okay, but stop for a second. But anyway, my whole thing is that, you know, I don't understand that. I really don't. How can you be texting someone saying, I want to be with you, let's give it another shot, and all this, yet you're on a website looking for women. And then on the other part, during the relationship, you're like saying to the person you're with, oh, this person wants me and there's somebody else on my page who wants me and this other person wants me. You know what I mean? And it goes on and on and on and on. And the rudeness and bad attitude of that person as well, and it goes back to the whole when you date somebody with kids. You know, the child in question has some learning issues. Okay? I'm not going to go into details. So it will take a little bit longer for, not you. I got all lost for a minute. But I'm saying it does take longer when you have a child with a disability of any kind, whether it's a physical disability, a learning disability or whatever, to be able to get to know them, then you have to put in the time and the effort and the energy. You know, and I mean, a prime example is you've got a good relationship with your stepdad. Ron is dead. That dude is funnier than anything. But, you know, he genuinely cares about you still, even though the relationship with your mum is over. You know, and you still refer to Ronnie's brothers as your stepbrothers. They're still family to you. And that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, you have to put in the effort. You have to make a lot of effort in it. And I really, oh my God. Oh my God, we're watching the news and there are certain schools that are making kids sign contracts saying that their kids won't do any twerking in school. Oh, my God. See, but this is the whole thing. You go back to the whole dancing thing. What about in the 80s when people were dirty dancing? I swear, I'm gonna put a video up on Facebook one day of me twerking. All I have to do is slap my ass once and my booty would just keep jiggling for about 10 minutes.
The only thing is funny when they were showing them twerking, you got them dudes trying to pose like, like, what the hell?
You know? Oh, dear. But no, this whole, we'll go back on the whole dating thing later. But what is your view on this whole twerking thing?
I don't care about it.
Can you twerk?
I choose not to.
But can you?
I choose not to. I choose not to answer.
Because you've twerked, haven't you? Okay.
They finally won the game.
I will take that as a yes, that AJ has twerked. He is avoiding the subject by mentioning that the Bucks won a game today.
Finally,
look, you were going almost as dark as your sister. Now, have you twerked? I'm taking that as a yes. He twerks. I'm telling you now. I've said that booty bounce.
Twerking's been around.
You know what? You know what? We need a song for this. I'm going to find the perfect song for this.
Michael, if anybody listening to our crew, twerking has been around since that time.
Well, no, and if you go back even further, let's be perfectly honest, there have been forms of twerking for, like, many, many years even before that.
Probably. Well, I'm just saying, like, twerking's been around for a while, and, like, nobody should be surprised that they're doing it. It's, like, more popular now.
Well, and then it doesn't help that you've got Miley Cyrus, who has no ass, tries to do it. It's like getting a bag of bumps and just shaking and going, look, I'm twerking, you know? But seriously, I mean, come on now, people. I can understand, you know what, actually saying that when I was in school, when Dirty Dancing and everything came out, we weren't allowed to do Dirty Dancing at school disco.
How do you know? Check your hair. I guess my high school didn't really care about it then. Then again, how many people dance? All they do is sit around, just stand around, just talking.
I actually had my first sexual encounter at a school dance.
What, middle school?
High school.
Oh.
I ain't a freaky little motherfucker like the rest of you lot getting your rocks off in... Yeah, we did actually. Hold on. Yeah. Very end of 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
In my boyfriend's back garden behind the runner beans. Don't judge me. You don't want to know where a green bean has been in my body. Okay, who sang the song at the end of, I can't think of his name, at the end of Hangover 2?
Oh, Pitbull and Flo Rida.
Thank you. Flo Rida was his name. That's what I was looking for. Dawn really shouldn't dance. She looks like she's having some kind of seizure. I don't know whether to clap along, play some music, or call 911. Seriously. See, there she goes. Doing it again. She's having that weird moment, I swear.
Yeah, we all have our weird moments.
Not me. I'm perfectly normal.
Yeah.
See, my friend Cora wants to know what twerk. Okay. It's basically you isolate your ass, you squat down a little bit, and the only way I can tell you, Cora, is thrust the air rapidly to music like you're having sex, which we know you're good at. I've heard the stories. I've seen the video. And I've seen the smile on your husband's face.
Huh?
What?
What video?
Look at you getting all interested. You're like, sick video? Where? Where? Oh, what's that? Give me that. Have me some popcorn.
Especially with celebrity involved.
Ain't no celebrity. It's my best friend, woman. I mean, man.
Sorry. Ooh, who's wrong with you? You into women?
Yeah, look at you. Sexy bowl of chocolate custard. You're a weird man.
And you did not realize that?
No, I've known you were a weird man for a long time.
Yeah, you're the fool for dating me.
You're the fool for staying around when you had the option of leaving.
You're the one that stayed with me. You're the one that wanted me. You should have kicked me to the curb.
I don't want to kick you to the curb. I needed someone for the heavy lifting. Who else is going to lift up my heavy boot? Anywho, this conversation has just completely gone round the houses as per usual. But see, this is the song that should be played for twerking. Here we go. It's got to play first. Doesn't want to play. Hello, YouTube. Work with us now, honey. Come on, we're on the air. And the dog wants to hump AJ's leg again. It's funny. She just loves that leg. I can understand humping him. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
yeah. First time.
Oh,
here we go. This is the song for us all twerkers out there. Don't stop, please.
Yes, red flag.
Right round, right round. Now when you go down, when you go down, down. You spin my head right round. This is a really bad signal tonight. Hey, these damn things that keep popping up.
Yeah.
Now you want to be turned on.
You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down. Now show Nicole, I watch her go down. She got me throwing my money around. Ain't nothing more beautiful to be found. I'm going down, girl. Nicole, I watch her go down. She got me throwing my money around. Ain't nothing more beautiful to be found. It's going down, down. See, this is the whole thing. If you are actually going to twerk, you need to have an ass. I could twerk because I got an ass. I could actually booby twerk, too. But anywho, that's the whole thing. I can understand, you know, when you're in school and everything, you want certain standards. And I can honestly say if I had a daughter, I don't think I'd be very happy with her doing it, you know, dancing like that and everything. But then, you know, that I think that's just purely, and I wouldn't be happy if I saw Robert surrounded by boobies doing that as well. I know Robert would be happy as hell, but I personally wouldn't be. But, you know, it's one of those things, let's say in the 80s when I was in school, we weren't allowed to dirty dance in school. And I'm sure there was some dance that was banned in the 90s for kids who were in school. And it's just a generational thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't a dance. It was just a video right from To My Crew.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then I remember as well that when breakdancing became really popular, my school actually won't let some of the boys do breakdancing because they weren't doing it correctly. And we had one guy do the worm or the caterpillar, whatever you might call it over here. It's the worm in England, where you do the blah, blah, blah on the floor. And he broke his arm and ended up with a concussion because he smacked his head down.
Right.
And it was like, it was just, you know, there are certain things and... Yeah, and this was the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had it on TV, and it was also online as well. Did you know certain schools are banning kids from playing tag, saying it's too violent and dangerous?
So they put the tag, not some kids do it the wrong way. That's
right,
the
but the whole thing is people have been playing tag since the year dot.
Uh-huh.
We actually used to play a version of, did you play Duck in the Mud?
No.
Okay, that's basically where the person who is the person doing the tagging, they go up and tag you. You have to stand still where you are with your arms out straight. And other people have to run under your arms to release you, and then you can run off.
Oh, crap. What was that game? What the game was around?
And the other one we used to play was 40-40, which is similar to hide and seek. And when you spotted somebody, instead of, like, finding them and you grab them and say, I found you, you had a base that you would start at, say like a tree or something, and you go up against the tree and you count to 40, everybody would hide. Then that person would find, had to come and find you. They couldn't, like, say you were hiding behind a couch. They couldn't say, I see you, you're behind the couch. They would have to run back to that base where they counted from and yell out, 40-40, I see AJ. Now, if you spotted them at the same time that they spotted you, you could yell, run back to base, and you'd hit it, and you would go 40-40, release all prisoners, which meant that the first person who was found, who was the next person then to do the counting, didn't have to do it. That person who was doing the counting originally had to find somebody else, or if everybody had been found, they had to do it again. That was an awesome game. I loved that. That was so much fun. But anywho, let's find another song for a few minutes. Here we go. Dedicated for the chick.
Yeah, creep with me.
Share a
Wanting to just give you everything, and that's kind of look up, feeling that you wanna hook up with me. You know you wanna hook up, stop playing. Instead of acting like you're supposed to, you got an attitude like you're too good for me.
We know that.
And you know it and well that if I want it, I can take it from you, man. Please believe it. I can have you eating out the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
And all your little girlfriends too. If I can and I will, if I want to. They try to clown you, but you're too damn old to play high school games with me.
You know that, man. Too damn old.
Yes, you do. Cause even when I'm not around you, I be hearing from my friends you be asking about me.
So well, that's what you be saying.
I don't really care how long you've been together with your man. It's just a matter of time before I take your mind. I wanna make it clear.
Have you had that power that you are able to take somebody away from the person they are dating? You'd have to be like Neo to take me away from AJ or Ludacris. And even then I'd come back because I love my trelly. How could you not love my trelly? He's wonderful. So AJ, question for you.
Oh, crap.
Hey.
I'm listening.
So here, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been able to take somebody away from someone else? I know you took a girl away from Weasel. Or is that the only time?
No.
Okay, confession time. This is your confession.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, we're going to dish some skinny dirt from Trelly here.
It's not my fault.
Don't be, that is the bubble.
No, it's not.
Give me some of those Pringles. Give me some Pringles. Okay. We need to have snacks while we do a radio show. We've got 15 minutes left. Far away. Come on, tell us about these stealing women away from other people.
I guess after it happened to me for the first time, it just, I don't know, or it just started happening to me. Like, girl like me better than my friend. Let's see. I did to one of my close friends at this one of my friends in school. But she took her back. Sort of like you said, took one from Weasel.
That's no loss though. Weasel's a prick though.
But clearly it's not my fault that they find me better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one, like, this girl, like, I guess she liked me, then I guess she felt changed her heart, then started liking my brother.
Your brother? Which one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was just trying to ask her, like, what was wrong with me? Guess I was at the time. I'm silly.
What's changed?
I actually want to find a break. Don't give me that eyebrow.
You're dead for all the time.
Well, not one thing, but
it's a sad state of affairs that I'm the more mature and serious one in this relationship. Don't you look at me like that.
No,
you're just jealous because you ain't got a magical cape like me.
Well, who's the fool?
I don't know. I'm a superhero, damn it. I mean, just because you wear a Superman t-shirt, you a superhero?
I can be.
You're my superhero.
But back to the lecture at hand.
I've only ever taken somebody away from someone once.
But I know there's one more. Oh yeah, there's twice. This is like my boy kind of had a reason in some club.
Oh well. There is nothing wrong with your body. I like it. But anywho.
Uh-oh.
Some of the good things and everything about dating and relationships and stuff are the fun that you have. And I think that even if you're in a relationship and have been for a while, you have to make a point of having dates with each other. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I love when we have our date nights. And our date nights can be as extravagant, but as going out for dinner together. Or we sometimes have our date nights where we just throw in a movie, snuggle up under the covers and just watch a movie, like we'll probably do tonight. You know, we have one day a week, well, a couple of days a week actually, where Robert's not with us. And we try to make those our date nights. But we also have family date nights too, with you, me, and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And those are also times that are really fun, and I think you need to do that. Like, I know a friend of mine who's probably, she's typing a message right now. Her and her husband have Oreo cookie date nights. They have Oreo cookies and glasses of milk together. But, you know, you have to do things like that in order for your relationship to stay working. You know, you have to do all the silly little things that keep you falling back in love with each other. And you can't take each other for granted. You know, relationships fail very quickly, and I think people expect it to be, you know, as soon as you move in with each other, they expect it to be all sweetness and love. And they forget, you know, you forget that you have to put work into it. And, you know, date nights and everything don't have to be expensive. They can be so much fun of just doing little things together. And like one of mine and AJ's favorite things that we did, and we'll get back to doing this, was
we would go to bed, put on some music and everything, and just lay in the dark talking. And it was, yeah, we would dance in the dark as well. But it was just so nice because we would just have that time together, and it's so peaceful and so relaxing. Don't you agree, AJ?
I agree.
And, you know, it's that time where you fall in love with each other all over again, or you do just little things for each other that just make you, I know, you just, there's just things that you do together that just touch your heart completely. And for me, there are some of the things that AJ does is like, he'll go out and he may be out busy all day and running around, and he'll come in and he'll remember to buy me like my favorite candy bar or some Pringles or my favorite iced tea or something. And it's just those little things that say, yes, that you say I love you. It's
yeah,
just nice.
Yeah. I got to talk about this book about doctors, once again, like the move of the buses, all the way down to the end of the side of the, it's like they moved it from across the street to the bank, which is like about maybe like 100 feet away, which don't make no goddamn sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense because when you're in that, this particular area, which is called Southridge, it's where the shopping mall closest to where we are at the moment is. There aren't many sidewalk areas, and Southridge is saying that it's going to help pedestrians, but it really won't, because part of the problem there is that by doing that, you've got pedestrians walking across the road and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of issues in regards to that, because there are a lot of disabled people who rely on the bus to get them to Southridge.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, you know, they enjoy doing that. That's what they do to get out and mingle with people. And I can see that there's going to be some disabled people who are just going to choose not to do it anymore.
Right. They might lose people.
I think they are. I think they're going to end up losing a lot of people and end up having to, a lot of people are going to go to different malls. For example, you could go to Bayshore and get off pretty close in there. Brookfield Square.
Yeah, because it's right in front of there.
Right,
Mayfair. All they got to do is walk across.
Oh, hell, Grand Avenue has two bus stops in that area right outside that you could get. So I know Grand isn't the best mall in Milwaukee, but, you know, it's better than nothing. Well, we probably will talk about this subject a little bit more next week, because it does actually go into effect next week. Next week's radio show is going to be the last time we're in the place that we are, because we move on the following day. We do have other shows. We have tomorrow we have the Smarks List. Friday we have Re-Up with Tony. Saturday we have his new Re-Up show as well. He'll be on Saturdays as well. Sunday we actually got a special after the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And Monday we are back with WFSO Aftermath. So I'm going to play a song to play us out for the night. I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. We love you all. And just remember, everybody, always look on the bright side of life.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on!
always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, don't cheer up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First thing down to see, you know.
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing, you go back to nothing. What you lost? Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say?
Oh,
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a grin. There you are.
Life.
See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available in the foyer.
Oh,